We begin the current Daf Masechet Tzitzit in Daf Tezvav. We begin 19 lines down for the top of the Yamin. We begin the second Perek of Masechet Tzitzit. Again, the second Hamevi Get has the same name as the first Perek. Again, continuing on the theme about a Shliach, an agent that's bringing a Get from a husband to a wife, from Medina Siyam, from overseas to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah begins, Hamevi Get Me Medina Siyam, someone, an agent that's bringing a Get from a husband from overseas to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha that was said in the beginning of the Masechta, and actually our Gemara is going to ask, seemingly this is a redundancy from that same opening mission in the beginning of Masechta, said that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, either because of rabba or rava, because they're not b'kein l'shma, or because there's no edim between the kaimai, he has to say in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. Our Mishnah speaks about what happens if he doesn't say that full statement, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. And there's a few different variations of this. First case is v'amah b'fanei necht. He says in front of me was written. I saw the writing of the get. Avoleh b'fanei necht. He doesn't say in front of me it was signed. He didn't see the witnesses signing. Or b'fanei necht. He said in front of me it was signed. I saw when it was signing. Avoleh b'fanei necht. He doesn't say in front of me it was written. He wasn't there when it was written. Or b'fanei necht of kulay. Says the whole thing was written in front of me. But only half of it was signed in front of me. Meaning he only saw one of the witnesses signing. Or, b'fanei nechtav chetzir. In front of me, half was written. Or b'fanei nechtav kulay, but in front of me, the whole thing was signed. I saw both witnesses sign, but I only saw half the get being written. So then the halacha is, regarding all these cases, pasul, it's invalid, because he didn't say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtav. Now, however, the Mishnah continues. Echad ayim b'fanei nechtav, let's say one of the two people that are bringing the get. One says in front of me was written, and the other one says in front of me it was signed. Then the halacha is pasul. Now Rashi brings two ways of explaining this case. If it's talking about that there's actually only one shliach, that he was assigned to bring the get, the other guy that came along on the trip with him, he wanted a companion to come to Eretz Yisrael, wasn't a shliach. Now that's why it's pasul, because the Rabbanan required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So the fact that one says b'fanei nechtav and another one, which we believed one to say b'fanei nechtam, it's not going to work because the one who's saying b'fanei, the other half, is not a shliach. So it doesn't work. The shliach is only saying half, either b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, and that's not valid. Now Rashi says, even according to the opinion which is mentioned on Daf Tezayin Mabez, that actually the case we're discussing over here is that they're both shluchim, still it's going to be pasul, even though if even one says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, here each shliach is saying half. The reason being is because the one of the two shluchim that's testifying regarding the b'fanei nechtam, that a friend of me was signed, he's not testifying regarding the writing. Now that's a problem because, as we said in the beginning of the Masechet in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's what's called asa lechlufi b'ki mishtaris b'alma b'eid achad, because you're going to come to confuse, because someone's going to see that, hey, only one guy is verifying the testimony of the witnesses, and he's the only one testifying. He's not saying anything else. So it might give the appearance that when it comes to kim shtaris, to validating a document based on the witnesses, that all you need is one person to verify that, because he's not doing anything but testifying on the chasimis, and no one else is testifying on the chasimis. So you see, one person could validate a document based on the witnesses. That's not true, because you need to have two people. Therefore, it's going to be possible, even if they're both shluchim, because that one shliach is only saying testimony on the chasimis and no one else. Now, shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, but let's say if two people say in front of us it was written. Now, v'echad, and a third person, oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, he says in front of me it was signed. Still possible, it's going to be possible. Where again, for the same reason, because even though you have three people coming together, let's say three shluchim, two says we both saw it was written. Where you only needed, let's say, one for sure to say that. The third person says, and he's the only one that was witness to the signatures, again, it's a problem because of asa lechlufi b'ki mishtaris d'alma, people might think for verification of a document with its signatures, it's enough with one person, which is not true. Now, and again, essentially, really, for the halachas of b'fanei nechtav, it should be good because the shluchim are testifying regarding it, but because it might be confused with other documents, we say it's possible. But Rabbi Huda says it is going to be kosher. The reason being is because since we required, and we have the other two shluchim testifying regarding the writing, so whether it's him or someone else, it's not going to be confused with Kim Shtaris D'Alma, because The only testimony that's being said regarding this document is the signature, then we'd be confused. But since when these three people are coming to the court, so yeah, one guy is the only one talking about the chasimis, but he has two other people with him. So just like when the shliach himself says, b'fani nechte, you don't confuse it with Kimishtaras Di'alma, even though he's one person, because he's also testifying regarding the ksiva, here where at least other people coming with him are also testifying regarding the ksiva, we see it's not your regular run-of-the-mill Kimishtaras Di'alma, and that's why it's not going to be confused. Now, the Gemara actually tells us that Reb Yehuda actually argued even on the previous case, when one says b'fani nechtev and one says b'fani nechtem, where although in the Tanakam had said that it's going to be possible, he says actually it's going to be kosher, because it's not going to come to be confused with Kim Shtar Siyama, because we have another person talking about the Ksiva, which you don't generally have, but Kim Shtar Siyama, and since all you needed to have is one shliach testifying b'fani nechtem, and the fact that each shliach is saying one half is also going to be okay, according to Reb Yehuda. Now the Mishnah concludes, Echer Eimer b'fani nechtem, but one person says, in front of me was written, V'shnayim Eimer b'faneinu nechtem, and two people say, in front of us it was signed, then kosher, then it's going to be kosher, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is going to explain exactly the ramifications of this case, why over here is it kosher when you have one saying b'fani nechtem and two of them saying b'fani nechtem. Now the Gemara asks the question which we alluded to regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, Hasulamali, why do we need this Mishnah? Essentially, we learned this basic halacha that the Mishnah opens up with in the first Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta. The Mishnah said, "Hamebi get me medina siyam." If someone brings a get as an agent from a husband from overseas, "Tzarich shiyam b'fani nechtem v'b'fani nechtem," he has to say, "In front of me was written, in front of me was signed." So we know you have to say it. So yeah, if you didn't say it, it's going to be possible. Why do we need the beginning of this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Imahi," or essentially the whole Mishnah, "Imahi havamina." If we only had that Mishnah, we would have thought to say, Tzarech ve'iloy amakasha. Yeah, you have to say, that's what we want you to say, so that we know it was written Lashma, or that we don't run into the problems of not having Kim Shtar Si'ama. But if you didn't say, it's still going to be kasher, because we assume it was written Lashma, we assumed we are okay, we'll find witnesses when it happens. Kamash Malon, that's what the Chiddush of a Mishnah is saying, that no, it's actually going to be possible. You're not believed, and we're not going to be able to allow this woman to go ahead and get divorced with this get, without the shliach saying, b'fani nechtev or b'fani nechtem. Now the Mishnah said, b'fani nechtev chetziv. Let's say the shliach says, in front of me half was written, or b'fani nechtem kuloi, but in front of me the whole thing was signed. Possible is still going to be possible. Now the Gemara asks, hey chetziv, which half was it that he saw being written in front of him? As the Gemara explains, ilei mechetziv rishon, if it's the first half of the text of the get, well, that's difficult. Why would it be possible then? Because Vamar Rablaza says, I feel like Kasabai Elishita Achas Lishma, even if only one line of the get, meaning the first line, which is where the name of the man and the woman and the date are, even if only that one line was written Lishma, then Shuvein Netzarach, then you don't need to make sure anymore that it was written Lishma. So if he saw the first half being written so he could verify it, so why is it possible if he's only saying on half? The Gemara says, Elam Avashi. Rather, Avashi says, what you have to say is, Chetzui Achrin. When he says in front of me, half was written, must mean the second half. So therefore, he doesn't know, and he can't say the full-fledged testimony regarding the halacha of the writing, because that requires the first line, and that he wasn't witness to. And therefore, again, it's not a valid b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem, because he didn't see the full ksiva, which again, if you had the first line, that would have been okay, but he didn't see the first line, he only saw the second half. Now the Mishnah said, b'fani nechtev kuloi. If let's say he says, in front of me, the whole thing was written. I saw the whole thing being written. U'b'fani nechtev chetzoi. But the problem is that regarding the signing, only half I saw, and he only saw one of the witness signing. So then the halacha is puzzled. Now on that the Gemara continues and says, Amr Rav Chisda. Now as Rashi explains, Rav Chisda is not coming to explain the halacha of the Mishnah and say that this is what the Mishnah is talking about. Rather, he's adding his own logic. And he's saying a chiddush. And he says, meaning, yes, the Mishnah is only talking about where he only saw half the witnesses. No one saw that's coming, that's bringing the get, that saw the other witness sign. But says Rav Chisda, Va'afila Shnayim, says Rav Chisda, even if you have two people from the market that are Me'idim Al-Chasimis Yad Sheni, that they testify regarding the second signature. In other words, they recognize, they're there in court when this guy's bringing in, there's a whole tumult. You didn't say b'fani nechtem kula, you only said b'fani nechtem chetzia, you only saw half the signatures, one of them and not the other one. This other one is unverified. And then there's these two people there that they say, hey, we recognize this guy's signature, it's legit. And that's the signature that wasn't testified by the shliach. Says Rav Chisda, still possible. still the get's going to be possible. My time, what's the reason? Essentially, it should be kosher, because the whole reason, especially like according to Ravov, that's about the kiyum of the document, here, the one witness, he's valid because he's doing it with a befani nechtam, which is only on that half, but at least that one he saw being signed, which we trust the shliach, which is because of Igune Kilabarabanan. Now, regarding the second witness, the second signature that's signed over there, we have two witnesses that are always believed to say that it's a kosher signature. So why is it going to be possible? So that Rav Chisda explains because Oikulai became a get, because either you can't have 50-50 wishy-washy. Either the entirety of the verification and the validation of the get is going to be as it is when you have witnesses who are testifying regarding the signature signed, which is validating the get, or has to be totally with the rabbinic enactment of saying b'fani nechtem, which is that the rabbis believed the shliach to be like two people. But you can't split it up. You can't have one of the two signatures with a b'fani nechtem, and which is the takanas chachamim, and the other half to be with a kima get. It has to be either or. And that's why it's going to be possible. Now, Maskvala Rava asked on this chiddush of Rav Chisda. He says, "Mi kemidi, is it really possible to be such a thing? The ilu amrachad, if one person would have, in other words, if the shliach would have said, I recognize not just the one that I'm saying b'fani nechtem chetzi, but I also recognize the other signature, then kasher, then it would be kasher. Now, moreover, even if he wouldn't say it in the terminology of b'fani nechtem, rather he would just say, I recognize. I mean, the first one, I was signed in front of me, b'fani nechtem chetzi, as we're saying the case. And regarding the second one, I recognize the signature too. Where the Gemara tells us in Av Gimel Malaf, especially according to Rabbo, who he's the one making the claim against Rav Chisda, that if the shliach says, Yoideani, I recognize the signature, it wasn't signed in front of me, but I know it, he's believed. So if one person, if the shliach himself would say regarding the second signature, that I recognize it, it would be kosher, hashtadik, a trey pasla, now that when you have two people, it's going to be pasla, how's that possible that two is going to be worse than one? In other words, and that's not takans, that's also essentially like takans chacham and ki maget, where still that's going to be okay if the shliach himself, who's utilizing here on half the halach of takans chacham, and where he says it was signed in front of me, and the other half he's saying, oh, I recognize him, and that would be good. So why by two people would it not be good? So Elam HaRava, rather Rava says that he disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says, of course it would be kosher in such a case. He says, if you want to say a chiddush, I'll tell you a different novelty. It says, Afila, even as we continue on Tamad Beis, who, if let's say you have the shliach, the acher and someone else from the marketplace, meaning someone else that's just around, are me'idin al-chasimis yad sheni, they testify regarding the second signature, meaning regarding the first one, he says, b'fanay nechta, it was signed in front of me. Regarding the second one, it wasn't signed in front of me, but me and this other guy who happens to be here in court, we both recognize his signature. Now, that halacha is, which is interesting over here, that if the other witness would not have verified that signature, and only the shliach would have, even if he says yideani, it would have been kosher. But now that the other person is coming along with him, it's going to be possible. My time, what's the reason? So on that says Rava, because also lachlufa bekim shtaras da'alma, it's going to come to be confused with regular halachas of regular documents when it comes to the verification. For example, let's say that there are two witnesses signed on the document, and one of them died. Now, the other witness who is signed on the document comes and says, look, this is my signature, and this is my friend's signature. Now, he joins forces with another person to testify regarding his friend's signature who had died, which the Gemara in the second parak of Masechtas Ksubos of Chaf Aleph Min Aleph tells us that that's not a valid kiyum hashtar. Because you need to have two unrelated people to say testimony regarding the signature of the witness who had died, who signed in the document. Why? Because if they would allow, which seemingly it should work, where he could say testimony on his own signature, that always works. I mean, the two witnesses signed on the document could just come and say, it is us, and it's good. Now here, the other one, however, is dead. But this one guy could come and say, this is my signature, fine, that's great. Now we're going to the other one, so seemingly he could be and join with another one, which you could always have two outside witnesses testify regarding a signature. Each signature needs, if it's not the witness himself, to have two people verifying his signature. So why wouldn't it work if you have him with someone else saying testimony on his friend's signature? The problem is because of a konafik nechi river. What's going to happen is that the entirety of the collection of the document minus a quarter, meaning three quarters of the document, of the mamayna of that money, is going to be collected apuma dechat sahad, is going to be collected based on the testimony of one witness. Because 50% he's already taken care of with him saying that it's his own signature. Now he's joining in the other 50%, which is his friend's signature who died, with another person. He's getting, therefore, 25% of that 50%, and that other person is doing another 25%. That means 50 plus 25, he's doing 75% of the testimony that's helping this person collect with this document. Now the Gemara tells us, we quote this later on the Chof and Beis, that a person is believed to say, this is my signature. Now that's half of the testimony. But if he's coming to join with someone else on his friend's signature, three quarters of the testimony is based on his word. Now the Torah tells us in Devarim Yud Zayin, Al pi shnayim eidim yakum davar, which means to say two witnesses have to be able to work out the halachic verification and the collection of a document. Which sounds like half based on one of the witnesses' testimony and the other half on the other one's testimony. Here it's not like that. Here's three quarters and a quarter. Now, on that is what Rav is explaining, that regarding the halach of get, if the person says, b'fanei nechtem chetzir, he's believed like two people, because he's the shliach. Now, regarding the other half, that he didn't see that other witness's signature, he could combine with the other person, who happens to be there, which we call from the shuk, which from the marketplace, to combine and to be like a regular kimishtar astiyama, which he could testify with someone else on that other person's signature. But the problem is, although by get there's no concern, because either way it's going to be kosher, even if he himself came and said that he recognized it, where the rabbis believed him like two people, even by just saying, I recognized the signature. But the problem is, says Rava, because of a concern of confusing it with other documents. In other words, by other documents, if it ended up being where three quarters was through one witness, that wouldn't be valid, because it has to be Shnayim Eidim Yakum Dav, has to be two, which is each one 50%, and here it's 75, so therefore, although yes, he himself could do all of it, but if someone else is joining with him on the second witness, it's going to be possible, because we might confuse it with other documents, which is a problem. Now, on that maskev le Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asks on Rav's interpretation, right? Rav asks on Rav Chizda, now Rav Ashi is asking on Rav. He says, mi ikemidi, is that really such a feasibility? Same wording that Rav had asked on Rav Chizda. If he would just do everything himself, he would have said, and on the other half, I recognize his signature, it would be kosher. Now that another guy is joining with him, it's going to be possible. How could that be? It's kosher. Now you have a concern, fine, but how can we go ahead and invalidate it because someone else is saying, oh, me too, I also recognize it. Stop, you know, it's kosher without you. How could that invalidate it? So Elam Amar Rav Ashi, rather Rav Ashi gives a different interpretation. He'll say a different chiddush in this halacha, which again, they're saying that although the Mishnah is talking about just b'fani nechtem chetziyai, and no one's saying anything regarding the second testimony, regarding the second witness, but they want to say chiddushim in that. So Rav Ashi says that the chiddush would be afilo oimrani hu eid cheni, even if the shliach, who said, I saw one of the signatures being signed. Now the other signature, I am that witness. Still possible, it's going to be possible. My time, what's the reason? That is the chiddush, because oikula became a get, because either you're totally utilizing verification of the get, which is what he's doing when he says, it's me, or it has to be totally with the takan zacham of befani nechtem, which is what we believe, which is a unique chiddush in the halachas of iguna, of bringing a get, which would be when you say befani nechtem, but you can't do both. So even though, essentially, why not? I'm a shliach. I said, I saw this with the signature being signed, and I'm the other one. That can't work, because I kula became a get, I kula b'takan z'chacham. Now, the Gemara asks, on the first interpretation of Rav Chizda, we have three different chidushim that are built on this case. So the Gemara is tanan. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. B'fanei nechtem kula. If the shliach says, in front of me the whole thing was written, but b'fanei nechtem chetzi, which was what we quoted when we started this discussion of Rav Chizda, Rav and Rav Ashi, but half only, one signature was signed in front of me. So we said, pasul is pasul. Now, ask the Gemara, idach chetzi hechidami. What happens with the other signature? Whatever happened that we assumed up until now that nothing was on there. No one said anything regarding the second one. And Rav Chizda was just saying that even if two witnesses say, it's not going to be good. But the Gemara doesn't take that for granted and asks, what's with the other signature? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say, as we had assumed, that there's no testimony regarding that other signature at all. Now, so Gemara asks, Hashta, look at this for a second. The Mishnah said, Echad Oimer Befani Nechtav, if one person says in front of me it was written, the Echad Oimer Befani Nechtav, and one says in front of me it was signed, where at least in that case, the High Kamasra Kuliksibu, at least one of the Shluchim testifies regarding the entire writing. And the other ones testifying regarding the entire signing. Yet still possible, we said it's possible because, again, either because of the other one's not a shliach, or if he is a shliach, it might get confused with Kim Shtar Se'ama. Either way, so the Chetzi Meboi, would you entertain to say that it would be kosher when there's only half of the signatures being testified upon? Of course it's going to be possible, because there at least the whole thing was testified. Here we're only doing on half. What's the question? Why would you even say that case of Befani Nechtam Chetzai, if no one's saying anything regarding the other signature? Ella rather proves the Gemara, what you would have to say is that obviously, that why we're saying a seemingly superfluous case is to tell you a Chiddush, which you would not have known from the case of when one says Befani Nechtav and one says Befani Nechtam. What would that case be? For example, we're regarding this the second signature that there is witnesses on that. What would that mean? Either like Rava or like Ravashi. And still we're going to say it's possible. But obviously we're coming to exclude from the interpretation of Rav Chisda. In other words, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah obviously, as we pointed out, must be telling us somewhat of a Chiddush. Now, it doesn't tell us what Chiddush is inherent over there. But obviously, you can't say the bigger Chiddush if the Mishnah doesn't say what it's being Mechadish. You would have to take the smaller Chiddush. You can't say like Rav Chisda, which is a big Chiddush, where he's saying Befani Nechtam on half, and then two valid witnesses say on the other half, and they're not believed. That's a big Chiddush. So rather you would say the smaller Chiddush, which is either like Rava, where it's not two witnesses, it's just the same Shliach and another person on the second witness is saying that we recognize his signature, or like Ravashi, who says that I am the second witness, where, again, the Mishnah doesn't tell us what the Chiddush is, but from the superfluous case, we said that we'll say the smallest Chiddush, so then it's not a Mishnah Yisir, it's not a superfluous case. But if it was telling us the Halach of Rav Chisda, then it should have specified, which would have been a bigger Chiddush. You can't just say an ambiguous case and assume the bigger Chiddush. So therefore the Gemara asks, seemingly from a Mishnah we could refute the interpretation of Rav Chisda. So that Amalach Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda would respond to you, no. Ulatameich, according to your line of reasoning, that you want to say that obviously the Mishnah, that it can't be talking about how we had assumed that it's talking about only Befani Nechtam Chetzai and no one said anything regarding the other signature because obviously that wouldn't work. So you wanted to infer that it's obviously mentioning a Chiddush, and for the fact that it doesn't say my Chiddush straight out, obviously the Mishnah doesn't hold like me, and rather it's either like Rava or like Ravashi, which are the lesser Chiddushim. So then Rav Chisda says, then I'll ask you as follows. Befani Nechtav, one of the other cases of the Mishnah is where the Shliach says in front of me it was written, but he doesn't say in front of me it was signed. Well, Lamali, why would you need that case? What Chiddush is over there? In other words, if you already have a different case in the Mishnah that the Shliach says, Befani Nechtav Kula, in front of me the whole thing was written, and Befani Nechtav Chetzei, and even in front of me halfway signed, which is the case we're discussing, where even over there we say it's possible. So in this case, where he didn't say testimony at all regarding the signatures, what, do you need to say that that's going to be possible? So Ella rather explains Rav Chisda, what you have to say is that regarding the Mishnah, it's not that there's inherent Chiddush in every one of the cases that the Mishnah mentions. And therefore, it's not telling you like, oh, so it's a Mishnah Yisrael, it must be alluding to another Chiddush. No. It's each case is telling you the halacha that it mentions. Now, if you can ask the question, well, then just say the later case, which is the bigger Chiddush, and for sure you'll know the first case, why you're mentioning those cases, and that says Rav Chisda, that's what's known as a common Mishnaic style called Loizu Avzu Katani, the Tanya of the Mishnah, which is normative, where he first says the more simpler Chiddush, and then he increases the Chiddush and the novelty as he continues, and he's saying, you know what, not only this is going to be possible, where you didn't say testimony at all on the Chasimas, but even regarding such a case, where you say Befani Nechtam Chetzai, you testify even on half, even that's going to be possible. So therefore, that's obvious from the case of Befani Nechtav, and you don't say Befani Nechtam at all. So therefore, concludes Rav Chisda, Hachanami. Then the same thing is also over here regarding my halacha, where the truth is that regarding when you say Befani Nechtam Chetzai of the Mishnah, it's not alluding to any Chiddush. And like you wanted to say that, oh, so if it would be saying a chiddush, then it should have said mine. And from the fact that it didn't say and it just alluded to, it must be saying you're the lesser chiddushim. No. Rather, it's telling us the case itself, where yes, no one said any testimony regarding the second witness that signed in the document. Now, your question was, wait a second. If one person says in front of me was written, and the other person says in front of me was signed, so obviously when you don't say testimony on both signatures, for sure it's going to be a problem, that you're right. If you said that as the first case, you wouldn't have to say this as the second case. But since the first case mentioned was the case of Befanei Nechtam Chetzyoi, so therefore you're right, it's a case of Loizu, meaning not only this, when you don't have any testimony regarding the second witness where he only says Befanei Nechtam Chetzyoi, but even Afzu Katani, but even in this case, where one of the two people are saying testimony regarding the entire Ksiva, and one saying testimony regarding the entire Chasima, even in such a case is going to be possible. But don't infer from the fact that what he needed for must be alluding to a Chiddush. That's not true. As he proved from the case of that only Befanei Nechtam and no Befanei Nechtam, which of course that would be obvious. Still, that's how the Mishnah does it. Loizu Av Zukatani. Not only this, but even this is possible. And therefore, there's no refutation of Rav Chizkiya's interpretation from the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara continues in a related discussion, because since we mentioned this concept of Oikula bikima get, Oikula be takanas chacham, which we said, look, regarding the verification of these two witnesses, you can't do half with Befanei Nechtam and half with kima get, it has to be either or. So therefore the Gemara continues a related discussion regarding the combination of different but related concepts. As the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizda says, and this halacha is regarding the halachas of Shabbos, where if to create a Rishus HaYachad, a private domain, you have to have either a wall going up 10 tefachim, or in the depth, you have to have a pit going down 10 tefachim to create a distinct area from the Rishus HaRabim as a Rishus HaYachad. So says Rav Chizda, if you have Gidut Chamisha, which is, if, let's say you have a pit that was dug in 5 tefachim deep, so you have the embankment that's a wall of a height of 5 tefachim. Now, Umechitza, now you have, surrounding it on the top, over surface level, you have a wall of chamisha of 5 tefachim, and that says Rav Chizda Eimet Starfen. They do not combine to create the area within that 10 tefach wall, 5 of it above ground, 5 of it below ground, to make it into Rishus HaYachad. Rather, Achihei Oikuloi B'mechitza, again the same type of logic, until either the 10 tefach wall is either entirely wall, Oikula B'gidu, or entirely dug in as an embankment, but you can't join the two of them. Whereas Darsh Merema, however, Merema expounded and he said, no, Gidu Chamisha Mechitza Hei Mitztarfen. Even the embankment of 5 and the wall of 5, they do combine, because essentially now you have a contiguous wall of 10 tefachim high, and they combine together to make that area as Rishus HaYachad. Because although if you're walking on the ground level, you see only a wall of 5 tefachim, if you look in, you'll see 10 tefachim, they combine. And the Hilchos HaMitztarfen, the Gemara says, Allah is like Meremer, that they do combine. Now, related discussion, again, with the same concept, Baye Ilfa. Ilfa asked the following question. Yidayim tahoyris lachatzayin, regarding the purification of the hands, do they become purified in halves? Oy ain't tahoyris lachatzayin, or do they not become purified in halves? So the Gemara says, hey, chedami, what is the case that Ilfa is discussing? So the Gemara explores, if Ilfa is referring to a case where when he meant in halves, means when you wash in the tailor's time, it has to be from a revius of a log. Now, if he's discussing a case where two people wash from the same revius of water, essentially each one's getting only a half of a revius, and that the Gemara says, Vatanam, but that's clearly a Mishnah Masechet Yadayim, where the Mishnah in the beginning Masechet Yadayim says, Merevius, from a revius, meaning if let's say you have a vessel that contains a revius full of water, you could wash the hands la'echad to one person, vafil lishnayim, and even for two people. And the reason being is because since initially when you started in the Tilas Yadayim, it had a full share, a full measurement of revius, so essentially the second person, although he gets it, it's already less than a revius, maybe like a half a revius, but since it's coming from what's called shiyari tahira, the remnants of tahara, because it started off with that revius, as the Gemara explains this in Chulung Nafkav Zayinim and Alf, therefore it's going to be valid. So what would Ilfa be asking if this is a clear Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim? So the Ella, rather, what would Ilfa's case be talking about? The Kamashi Chada Chada Yada, where he washes each hand separately, meaning he first washed one, and then later he did another hand. On that, the Gemara asks, but what's not? That's also clearly a Braisa that says, Hanoitel Yada Achas Benatil. If someone, let's say, washes one of his hands with a netila, by, as it's supposed to be, by taking a cup and pouring on the hand, as the Chacham instituted, and the achas b'shtifa, the other hand, was not even with washing, it was by dipping his hand into the river that has 40 sa of water. Yad of Tyrus, his hands are pure. So definitely, if you do each hand separately with netila, for sure that's going to be good, because even if you don't do a netila, you just wash one hand, and then you go ahead and dip the other hand into the river, if that's good, for sure this would be good, and it wouldn't be a problem of what if it's calling halves. So Ella, rather, the case would be the kamashi palga palga the yadu. Actually, what he does is he washes half of the hand, and then he washes the other half of the hand. Because Rashi explains his opinion that the washing of the tilis zem has to be up until the joints. Now, if he takes and washes only half of the area to the joint, and then it dries, and then he washes the other half, that is Ilfa's question, would that qualify for a netilas zedayim or not? Now, that the Gemara says, but it was taught in the Yeshiva Rabbiane, that yadayim ain't tahiris lechatzayin, that hands are not purified in halves. So what's Ilfa's question? We know that it can't work in halves. So the Gemara explains, leitzrich, and though Ilfa's case was slightly different, de'ika mashke teifeach, that there was still some moisture on the hand. In other words, when he was coming to wash the second half, the first half wasn't totally dried up. There was still some moisture there. So therefore, that's Ilfa's question. It's still a little moist. So although he washed only half, now when he washes the other half up until the knuckle, would that be considered as a complete netila? Now the Gemara still asks on that. But v'chi ikka mashke tefeach mayhava, who cares that it's still moist? But v'atnan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus as follows. We continue on the top of Tezayin Meralf. The Mishnah there says, hanitzik, when there's a flow, or v'akatafris, which is when you have an incline on a mountain, where it's very steep, that slope, where umashka teifech, or let's say you have where moist liquid. So then the halacha is, although you're pouring, or although you have this flow, or you have this, and you have this liquid that is moist, the halacha is enoy chibur. We don't view these elements as connected. Loy l'tumah, not for the halachas of transmitting tumah. For example, let's say if someone's pouring from a vessel that has pure liquids into a vessel that has impure liquids. So you have, again, this nitzik, you have the flow, which is connecting the two vessels because the liquid is flowing from one to the other one. We don't say that they're connected to say that the upper liquids are going to be tamei. So to regarding the second case, which was katafris, which if let's say you have liquids that are flowing down the board on the slope and the bottom waters are attached to something that's tamei, we don't say that the upper waters are going to be tamei. So too, regarding the third case of mashke teifeach, where if let's say you have a long trough, that the two heads of it, the two edges of that receptacle have liquids, one's tamei, one's tar, and then you have just moisture that's connecting those two liquids, we don't say that they're connected to say that what was tar is tamei. So we don't view them as connected neither for the transmission of tumah, and b'loy l'tara neither the other way around to create purity. So for example, let's say regarding a mikveh, we have two mikvahs, where neither one has the full requisite measurement of 40 sa, but either that they're flowing one into the other, or it's the slope, the incline, or let's say there's moisture connecting the two mikvahs, we don't say that they're connected to say that they're going to be mitar, someone that tables in there, because we don't view them as connected, not to be mitam and not to be mitar. So the question is, what's Ilfa asking? Oh, because he washed half. We said halves don't work. Okay, it's not totally half because it's still a little moist. But we see in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus that moisture itself doesn't connect. It's not considered as if it's still wet. Therefore, it's going to be halves. So of course it's not going to be good. What's Ilfa's question? So the Gemara says, "Lo yitzricha, no, the ikut tefeach lahatfiach. It's not just moist. It's more than just a little moisture. There's enough that if, let's say, something touched that moisture, it itself would become moist. So that's a lot more than just regular moisture. That is Ilfa's question. Is that enough to be considered that it's still wet, that when you wash the other half, we'll consider it as one big netila? So that the Gemara still asks, Hanami tenina, but that we also learn in the Braisa. The Braisa says, tefeach lahatfiach, when you have moisture that itself could create moisture, that chibur that it is considered connected both for transmitting tumah or for tahara. Now, the Gemara's question is, because the assumption is that the same thing would apply regarding the tilis yadayim, where, again, that we consider it as if it was done at the same time together because it's still wet. So what? Now the question is the other way around. If it's tefeach, lahatfeach, then of course it's going to be good. What was Ilfa's question? So the Gemara answers, no, Ilfa had a valid question. Because Dilma, maybe this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, that we view it as connected, if it's Tefech La Tfiach, maybe that's only Le'inya Mikvais. Maybe that's regarding to two Mikvais, because Rabbi Huda, maybe it's going like Rabbi Huda, who he's going based on a different principle, which is, well, if it's Tefech La Tfiach, it will be connected, but not because of Tefech La Tfiach, but because of a principle of Gur Achas, which is that we view it as what was on top, as if it's connected going downwards. Now, however, regarding the Tila, Ilfa's question is totally different. He wants to know, is it considered that as if you took it in halves, or as if it's considered in one whole Netila? Now, that is no raya from the halacha of mikvois being connected, because that would be based on principles related to mikvois, where, again, that's based on, as we see from Yehuda, relating to halachas of Gur Achas. But regarding the halacha of netila, is this one whole netila or not? We can't prove that from the connectivity of a mikvah. It's not like, we learn the Mishnah Masechta this mikvah. The Mishnah says, mikvah shiesh by abam sa mechubanis. Let's say there's a mikvah that has exactly, not more, not less than 40 sa. Now, v'yardu shnei metavla, and two people go into the mikvah to immerse themselves. So if it's shnei mevasa achas tayr, if they're going both at the same time, they're tar because they're both, and all the waters are connected, even if it's on their bodies, they're all in 40 sa of water, which is kashrut. But bezachar zeh, if they go one after the other, rishon tar, vasheni tamei. The first guy's tar, and the second one's tamei. The reason is, by the time the second guy gets in, at least some droplets of water got attached to the first guy, and now it's missing even a tiny amount of 40 sa. It's not a kosher mikvah. But Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says, imhoyu raglav shel rishon noges b'mayim, if the first guy who's leaving the mikvah, his legs are at least still attached to the water by the time the second guy gets in to immerse himself in the mikvah, vasheni tar, then even the second one is going to be tar. Why? Because we consider as if the water that's on the leg or even on the entire body of that person that's on the top, as if it's still in the waters of the mikvah because of the principle of good achas we viewed as connected. And therefore, Ilfa did have a valid question because he wants to know by netilas yadayim, when it's tefech latfech, is that going to be considered when it's moist that it itself could create moisture on something that touches it? Do we view that as if it's a full netila or a half netila? That you can't prove from the halachas of mikvah, which are regarding the halachas of connection, as especially as we see like the halachas of gur achas, which that's based on different principles, are they attached? But here the halacha is not based on if they're attached, it's based on do we view it as if it's still moist enough to be considered a full netila, or is that considered already done, and now you're doing another half, which halves don't work, and therefore Ilfa had a valid question regarding this tahiris lachatzayin. If you wash half the hand and it's moist, that could create moisture, and then you wash the other half, is it considered a whole netila or half, which would not be a kosher netila sidayin?